You're listening to You've Got This, episode 205. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. So I don't know about you, but I can definitely say for myself that during this pandemic time, I have been spending my money a little bit differently, and I have definitely made some pandemic purchases that I am not sure I would have made otherwise if we weren't in a pandemic. And some of these have actually been really great. So I'm going to share some of my favorite pandemic purchases so far and link to all of these things in the show notes in case anything sounds interesting to you. And definitely also want to note that I know not everyone is in a position where they have discretionary income during this pandemic. It is definitely kind of a challenging time for many of us. And I think that we can definitely kind of overspend out of boredom during this time. So I'm certainly not defending any of these purchases, but I did think some of them were really fun and wanted to make sure that I could share some with you in case they might be of interest. So I am kind of grouping these, some of these into loose categories. So the first one is just books. I have been for a long time not really a physical book purchaser because I was getting so many books from the library and I read a lot of ebooks as well. And during this period, I ended up purchasing a lot of physical books. And some of this was because I started to do some educational programs around yoga, as I've talked about previously, and also around project management. And so I ended up buying a lot of books about those topics. And generally what I found was these books were mostly within kind of the categories of yoga and self-improvement and books that I considered ones that I would want to add to my permanent library. And that's really what helps me decide if I want to purchase a book. I typically don't add fiction to my permanent library. It's usually more nonfiction. So that was definitely some of my pandemic purchases has been books. I also ended up purchasing some office furniture, and the first thing I purchased was a new chair for the desk that I coach at in my, what I call my LLC office, my business office. And I ended up needing a different chair because what I found was I wanted to be able to sit in my chair with like my legs crossed, kind of like lotus style. And the desk chair I had wasn't really allowing for that. It wasn't big and broad enough. And so I ended up getting a chair that almost looks like something you'd have like in your living room. It doesn't look like a desk chair, and it is kind of wider and bigger, and it doesn't have arms on it, and it allows me to move around a lot when I'm in a series of meetings, and I can kind of adjust my seating if I need to. So I bought that chair, and then I decided to set up a second office space in my downstairs area for my day job office, and so I bought another one so that I could have the chair in both places and feel like I could really be comfortable. I think this is especially true when we're sitting a lot and we're trying to be on Zoom all day and things like that. I need to feel like I can move around. And I can link to this in the show notes. I ended up getting it on Wayfair. And then I purchased a second desk and a bookshelf for that downstairs space as well. So office furniture was definitely kind of a category that I was purchasing in. So I've talked about in a couple previous episodes that I purchased a yoga teacher training, and now I can say, and I mentioned this in the last episode, I can times that by two because I purchased a 200 hour and then I also purchased a 300 hour. And then that came, of course, with some yoga supplies. So I bought a bolster, which is kind of like a pillow that you can use for certain kinds of yoga. I bought these things called jellies, which protect your knees on a yoga mat. Sometimes a yoga mat is not as thick. And so these jellies are kind of foam and you can put them under your knees when you're like on all fours so that your knees don't get bruised. And then I bought a yoga blanket and an extra yoga mat and all the yoga accessories. And that's actually been really helpful as I think about all the different kinds of props that I need as I'm working through different kinds of yoga forms. Because there's a lot of different kinds of yoga that you can practice in terms of the physical practice. I also mentioned in a previous episode that I purchased the PMP exam. This is something that I had to apply to take and be accepted as someone who had enough experience with project management. And then I bought that exam, which I'll be taking at the end of November. My partner and I also decided to invest in a couple of new streaming services during this period, so we purchased Acorn TV and BritBox, which are both streaming services that allow you to see a lot of television shows that are coming from outside of the US. And we are especially fans of mystery shows that come from outside the US. And some of these are picked up on places like Netflix, but not always. So we went ahead and purchased those two streaming services. And then I also ended up, this was the year that I decided to get a new laptop for my LLC work. And this is something we had been kind of saving up for a while. And it had been 5 years since I purchased my last laptop. And when we purchased that, it came with Apple TV Plus for a year. Because when you buy Apple products now, they're really kind of hyping that. So we got a few new streaming services this year, which has been kind of fun since we've been home more to try out and see different shows. One thing that my partner ended up buying that has been a huge life changer for me is he went out and purchased nonstick pans. And for the entirety of our relationship, which is now, you know, like 16, 17 years, we have never had nonstick pans. We bought a set of pans when we got married. We got them for our wedding, and we've been using them ever since, and they're great. They're like all clad, you know, really, really wonderful quality pans. But we didn't get the nonstick because there's all kinds of things that people have said about nonstick over time. And now the kind of technology around nonstick pans makes them a lot more safe and kind of friendly, if those are some things you're concerned about in terms of the environment and what you're putting into your body. So we bought these nonstick pans and they have completely changed how I cook. I am making way more like tofu scrambles. I'm sauteing vegetables more. I'm cooking tofu on the stove more. So that's been really fun to experiment with and try out some different recipes. So I've really been enjoying those. We also recently purchased a handheld vacuum. I noticed just working from home, there are these little spaces like our window sills and other kinds of things where I just want to do like a quick vacuum, and I can't use like our floor vacuum for that, or it's just kind of inconvenient because getting it out and plugging it in and all the things. And so we bought this rechargeable handheld vacuum that it doesn't have a cord. So I can just kind of walk around the house and like really quickly vacuum things up. And so I've been enjoying that as well. Okay, and then a couple other things. I mentioned in a previous episode that we're working on some landscaping, and so we recently purchased some landscaping help and a fence because we don't have a fence in our backyard and we need to put one up. And so that is something I'm hoping we'll start in the next month or two to have that be done. And then the last few things I wanted to mention definitely fall into the kind of self-care, maybe beauty category. One of them was certainly a like Instagram purchase, I will admit. So one of them is a microfiber hair towel. And this is something that if you've ever, this is probably most applicable to women who are listening to this episode. If you've ever put your head, your hair into like a turban style with your towel to help it dry, this is a version of that, but it's smaller and it has like a way to attach the top to the back with like a button and a small loop. So it's kind of hard to describe. So I will link to it in the show notes, but I found a version of it on Amazon, and it's actually really fast. It helps dry my hair a lot more quickly. And this is not something I would ever have worried about before, because when I had my pixie cut, my hair, of course, dried really fast. It wasn't a big deal, but now my hair is growing out and I wanted something that would allow it to dry a little bit more quickly. So I bought this microfiber hair towel. I also bought an eye mask for sleeping. And now this is where I admit, I feel like I sound super high maintenance that I bought this eye mask. But I was finding at night that even though we have blackout curtains, there was still like light that was getting into our bedroom. And I was having a hard time falling asleep because in the summertime here in Kansas, it's bright pretty late into the evening. And so I ended up buying this eye mask, which I also found on Amazon, and I sleep with it every night, and it kind of just blocks the light. And I wasn't sure I'd be able to sleep with it. I mean, this was definitely kind of an experiment, and I thought, well, let me try it and kind of see how it works. And what I found is I was often, if I woke up in the middle of the night, like I would check the time, And, or I would look at my phone or something along those lines. And now with this eye mask, even if I wake up, it's kind of like a reminder to not do that because I would have to take the mask off in order to look at the clock or look at my phone. So I'm using it kind of as a way to remind myself and to make it easier for me to go back to sleep if I wake up in the middle of the night, which is actually really nice. And then the last category of things that I bought, or the last item that I bought that I thought was kind of standing out as one of my favorites, is I purchased, like, very early on in the pandemic, cuticle oil. And this is something that I had kind of forgotten even existed, but pretty close to when the pandemic started, right before, I got a manicure and she used cuticle oil. And I was like, oh yeah, so cuticle oil is a thing. Like, I'd completely forgotten about it. And then once we started doing all the hand washing, my hands were really taking kind of a beating and they were getting really dry. I was using a lot of lotion. And so I ended up buying this cuticle oil, which again, I will link on the show notes. And it's basically just like super simple. And the thing that kind of triggers me to use it is when I start a Zoom call. So if I'm in like a Zoom meeting for work and I'm not leading the meeting, you know, many of us attend a lot of these meetings where our camera's off, we're just kind of listening to something, and we may not even needing to be, you know, very participatory in some of these meetings. So I have this cuticle oil that I keep right by where I work. And when I get on the Zoom call, I just do a quick brush onto my nails and rub in the cuticle oil. And it's helping to keep my hands from getting too dry. So just a super simple, like, little thing to do, but I appreciate kind of the reminder throughout my day to be kind of doing a little act of self-care in the midst of like really focusing on a lot of these other things that are going on. So I will definitely link to some of these things in the show notes so you can take a look if there's anything that sounds kind of interesting to you. These are definitely items that are like very specific to me and my current situation, but they're also bringing me a lot of joy. There are definitely things that stood out to me as being kind of some of my favorite things that have brought me a lot of comfort during this period as well. So of course, I want to hear about your favorite pandemic purchases. What are some of the things that you've invested in? Or just that are like little things that you've been getting a lot of joy out of. You can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at katie_linder, or you can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.